six different viewpoints, now one of those perspectives.
I'm Ethel Payne. In the waning days of the presidential campaign, Secretary of State Henry Kissinger is trying hard to bring off another diplomatic triumph in the manner of his past accomplishments. The stakes are higher, the perils even greater. The black and white confrontation in southern Africa is fraught with danger to world peace and stability. In this instance, there is not so much concern for the impoverished people as there is for preserving and protecting U.S. economic and political interests. By pressing for black rule in Rhodesia, Kissinger is hoping to take the heat of world opinion off South Africa. That country is ready to sacrifice its neighboring white colonialists to shore up its own bastion of white supremacy. It hopes that the West will settle for a slightly modified form of apartheid, rather than to risk World War III. But the rising expectations of the have-nots do not lend themselves to terms of the haves. The presidents of the frontline African states want the timetable for liberation stepped up to 6 weeks, rather than the 2 years in the Kissinger plan. He is buying time because it is long past midnight in the negotiations. There is another concern to be noted. The upheaval in southern Africa is stirring waves among the blacks in the Caribbean as well as in the USA. Unrest and discontent are exportable commodities. So long as we continue to warehouse poverty and suffering, so long as we turn our backs on the unemployed, we are stockpiling explosives. When it goes up, there won't be jails enough or guns enough to contain the rebels. The story goes that Robespierre, the French philosopher, was sitting in a tavern one day during the revolution when he saw a crowd rush by. He rose and said, "There go my people. I must follow them and find out where they are going, for I am their leader." The harder I listen, the less I have evidence that the leaders of this country are paying any attention to where the people are going. Moral preachments aren't enough. What shall we do now that the plague is on all our houses? I'm Ethel Payne for Spectrum.
Six personal points of view on Spectrum. Opinions not necessarily those of this station or the CBS radio network.
Skokie, Lincolnwood, Morton Grove, Niles, and Gulf. These are suburbs served by The News, a progressive newspaper in a progressive area. Whether your needs be buying, selling, renting, or hiring, the classified columns of The News are your answer. 50 years of service to the Niles Township community means they are the established newspaper. At Orchard 35000, you're close to one of their trained specialists who will assist you in preparing your ad message and keeping your costs to a minimum. You know what items you have put away and probably will never use again, much of them like new. Why not convert them to cash? Call the Post Leader News at Orchard 35000 to be sure your message is in front of thousands of readers next Thursday. That's the Post Leader News at Orchard 35000. Orchard 35000.
There's excitement today at Hawthorne. See how they run Thoroughbred Racing today, Hawthorne.
This is John Madigan, viewing the press. Singer Pat Boone made a good point today in confirming the circumstances under which now-resigned Secretary of Agriculture Earl Butz told an old and derogatory and obscene racial joke. Boone, who had asked a question about Republican difficulties in getting black voters, which brought on Butt's objectionable remarks, told reporters in Los Angeles, "I just can't get it into my head that a cabinet member can tell a bad joke in private and get fired, and then John Dean can tell the same joke to millions and get paid for it." Dean actually didn't relate it to millions of people, of course. He did not identify Butts by name in writing for the magazine Rolling Stone, just said a cabinet member. But it was the same thing. As the Tribune said in its editorial this morning, it was inevitable that the identification of Butts would follow quickly. Dean, the water gator who slipped from one side to the other, isn't considered to be a very classy guy anyway. He sure proved it by using something said in a private conversation. As I said this morning in my news commentary, a standard fair play rule among ethical newsmen is that you never use or attribute anything sensitive picked up in a social conversation without the express permission of the person who said it. At least that's the way I was brought up in this business, and working for what a lot of self-righteous university types shockingly described as the sensational Hearst Press. Of course, Butt's comment was patently objectionable, but Pat Boone was also correct when he said that we all probably have been guilty of telling offensive stories at some time or other. The difference, as the Sun-Times accurately pointed out in its editorial, is the fact that Butts was a cabinet officer and castigated an entire race. It's tough, but Butts was judged by a higher standard than, well, newsmen, for instance, who have the liberty of being as crude and derogatory and obscene against individual or group as they want to be, in private. I shudder at the godlike tone of the editorials around the country today. Maybe when this flap quiets down, they'll turn their attention to the ethics of newsmen who violate privacy to destroy people on a regular basis. John Madigan, WBBM, News Radio 78.
Tonight on the Mystery Theater, a police captain knows his daughter committed a murder, but he can't and won't arrest her for it. Ian Martin stars in the Mystery Theater presentation, Private Stock, at 10:30 on News Radio 78. The WBBM News Time, 10:27.
Hello, this is the Sportsman's Case, WBBM's Outdoor Sports Report. Stu Mann, Stu and D-Man are Minnesota Outdoor.
High around 54 degrees. Tomorrow night's low in the upper 30s or the low 40s. And on Thursday, partly sunny with a high around the upper 50s. At Midway Airport now, it's 45 degrees. It's 50 at the lakefront in Chicago. It's 47 degrees at O'Hare Airport. The humidity is 93% and the wind is north at 18 miles per hour.
We're those news people. CBS Radio for the Midwest. News Radio 78, WBBM, Chicago.
It's 10:30. You know where your children are? Not all batteries are created equal. Some last a lot longer than others, like the unequaled EverReady Alkaline Power Cell batteries from your nearby True Value hardware store. They're unequaled because they use a chemical system that's entirely different from that of regular batteries. The extra power they provide makes them ideal for portable radios, tape recorders, or any device you use frequently or for long periods of time. And maybe even more important, they'll hold their power for months when not in use, so they're perfect for devices you use infrequently, like calculators and cameras. True Value hardware stores offer EverReady Alkaline Power Cell batteries in popular C, D, and AA sizes, so you'll get power you can depend on, with the battery that was created more equal than others. EverReady Alkaline Power Cell batteries are just one of the many values you'll find at the participating True Value hardware store near your home. True Value, more than just a name, it's their way of doing business.
The CBS Radio Mystery Theater presents... G. Marshall. The scientists tell us that to every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. Or, on a practical basis, each time you take a step forward, there are those who try to push you a step back. Or even, on a more practical note, each time the police come up with a new and better way to catch a thief, the criminals create a new and better way to escape. Are we, as a late and great philosopher once suggested, on a treadmill to oblivion?
Tom, a man can't be a machine.
A man has to do his job.
But Tom, there are times...
A man has to be true to his oath, Doc.
But there are extenuating circumstances.
Never. Otherwise, the whole thing collapses. As an officer of the law, I'd bring in the person who committed a crime, no matter who it was.
Even if it were someone close to you?
Even if it were my own mother.
Our mystery drama, Private Stock, was written especially for the Mystery Theater by Sam Dan and stars Ian Martin. It is sponsored in part by Anheuser-Busch Incorporated, Brewers of Budweiser, and Buick Motor Division. I'll be back shortly with Act One.
When you say buzz, you said a lot of things nobody else can say. When you say buzz, you say you care enough to only want the king of beer. There is no other one, there's only something less, because the king of beer is leading all the rest. When you say buzz, you said it all.
Anheuser-Busch, headquarters, St. Louis, Missouri.
Well, sir, I see you're one of the many people who bought a new Buick Century.
That's right. Boy, you want to talk about roomy and comfortable. Just take a look in there. Go ahead.
But you have curtains hanging in your car.
Yes, and wallpaper, too.
Well, why's that?
Well, we like the Century so much, we decided to sell a house and live in it.
Huh. Well, doesn't that get just a little crowded?
Oh, I suppose it might after a while, but, we aren't home that much.
Oh.
Yeah, we got a little Skyhawk up north.
Buick. Dedicated to the free spirit in just about everyone.
Community Savings at Cicero and Belmont in Chicago is introducing their free shopper's discount card that can save you up to 10% at more than 700 Chicagoland merchants. Just open a Community Savings insured 5.25% Prestige Savings account with $500 or more, and you'll receive your free shopper's discount card and a directory listing the location of all stores. Then you just show your shopper's card to a participating business, and you'll automatically receive your discount, almost always 10%. Your Community Savings Shopper's Card will save on a wide variety of products and services, including everyday needs like gasoline, cleaning, and drugs. Also major purchases such as appliances and automobiles. To get your free Shopper's Discount Card, stop in at Community Savings, Cicero Avenue in Belmont in Chicago, or call Community Savings at 685-5300. And start saving up to 10% at 700 Chicagoland businesses. That's Community Savings, Cicero Avenue in Belmont. Phone 685-5300.
How do we learn? Is it a gradual, integrated, step-by-step process of absorption? Do we acquire understanding in layers and by degrees? Or is it all revealed in one fantastic flash of insight, in a single searing stab of recognition? Well, all this is by the way of laying down the groundwork of our tale. And now that we have that out of the way, how about a little action?
I guess I'd better answer the thing, baby.
Forget it.
Okay. I'm easy to get along with. Now then again, if I don't answer, it'll ring all night.
Maybe they'll get tired and hang up.
Not this one. This is a stubborn cat.
Which cat? You know who it is?
No.
Then how do you know he's stubborn?
Tell by the way the phone rings.
Yeah? How can you tell?
Well, first, let me get rid of him. Call back later. Now, what was I talking about?
How you can tell what kind of person is calling you by the way the phone rings.
Oh, yeah. See, I had this guru. Very heavy, deep.
Whatever happened to him?
He disappeared. He said, we transfuse our personality into the physicality of the ordinary everyday objects we touch.
Is that a fact?
There's the stubborn cat again. You see how the ring sounds? Nervous? Like the guy has no cool at all? Dig?
Dig.
Well, let's give him a break.
Why?
It's got to be a pal of mine.
You can tell by the ring.
Who else would have my unlisted number? Go ahead. It's your dime.
Hey, leave, baby.
Hey, Chunky, is that you?
Oh, guilty, Your Honor, all the way.
Hey, man, I thought you were dead.
Why?
Because everybody's been saying such great things about you.
Well, I just got in from the coast.
You'll play the date?
Hey, you know what I forgot to do? Line up something for tonight.
Ooh, old age is creeping up on you, son.
Oh, I thought I'd call my buddy here to see if you could find me some action, dig?
You dialed the right number.
Hey, you think I can get well?
I got just the medicine to turn that little trick, absolutely.
Where do I go?
Go, man. Service is our middle motto. You stay, we deliver.
Gotta be guaranteed merchandise.
Comes from our own private stock.
Hey, would it be the redhead?
Chunky, how would you know about the...
I got my spies. Stoon, baby.
Ciao. And that was Chunky. The Chunky Chapman himself.
Boo.
What's boo?
I don't dig Chunky.
You don't dig Chunky?
In the first place, he's old enough to be my father.
Well, can a guy pick his time to be born?
In the second place, he looks like my father.
Well, shouldn't that give him a gold star?
I don't really like my father.
Aw, Ginny, that's un-American.
Yeah, I think it's quite possible. I even hate my father.
Well, I don't know your father, but...
That's it. I don't know him either.
Well, if you don't know him, how can you hate him?
Oh, I know him. Maybe I should have said he doesn't know me.
I think you got a weird relationship working there.
He doesn't know anybody except himself. He doesn't want to know anybody. He killed my mother.
You're putting me on.
No, not with a gun or anything like that. He just broke her heart.
Oh, from the song of the same name?
You know where my father thinks I am tonight? At a concert.
Then I better sing to you.
What am I talking about him for?
I got a better idea. Let's talk about you. And, a favor you can do for me. Would you, do it?
Lee, I'd do anything for you.
Look, it's getting late. Now, you know this concert your old man thinks you're going to. Well, it wouldn't be over till 11, anyhow, would it?
11:30.
So, you got more than enough time to do this little thing for me.
Okay, what is it?
Stop off at Chunky's hotel room.
Oh, well, sure. I heard what you said on the phone. You said you'd send him some medicine.
Right.
Well, I certainly don't dig the man. If he's a friend of yours and he's sick, I certainly bring him something to help him get well.
That's my redhead.
Where do I get the medicine?
It's right here in this room.
What is it?
It's you.
Me?
Mm-hmm. Just keep him company for a little while.
Me?
Baby, he's lonesome. He's got the blues so bad he could just die.
You're asking me to go to...
I'm asking you to save my life. Nobody in this world plays guitar like Chunky. Getting him to make this record date with me was like...
I didn't hear you say what I thought I did I?
I said I'd help him out, so if you don't go, he'll kill the date on me.
No.
No? What do you mean, no? Would it kill you to spend 10 minutes with Chunky Chapman?
Yes.
What am I asking you to do? Kill somebody? Hey, Jenny, you're on a downer tonight. Everything will look different in the morning. Chunky's a great guy to know.
Why?
Well...
Are you passing me off to Chunky? Is that it?
Look, we've got a beautiful relationship, a meaningful relationship. This will only strengthen it.
I love you, Lee. I love you.
Yeah, sure. And all I'm asking you to do is, prove it.
Don't ask me, Lee. Please. Don't ask me.
Listen, he's a millionaire.
Please, Lee.
Come on, baby.
You really want me to go, don't you?
I told you, you'll be saving my life.
I don't think it's worth saving.
Really can't mean anything to you.
What did you say?
Well, it's the truth. You've been around.
I'm gonna kill you.
You gone crazy?
I'm gonna kill you.
You ain't gonna kill anybody, Red.
All I need is something to do it with.
Hey, come here. Hey, Redhead,
Put down that knife.
5 minutes ago, I used it to cut bread.
Ginny, if this is a gag, it's
now,
not really...
Now I'm going to use it to kill you.
You ain't going to kill anybody.
I loved you. Oh, how I loved you.
Ginny.
I said I was going to kill you.
Ginny, look what you did. I'm bleeding.
I'm gonna kill you.
Don't, please. Please, don't.
I'm gonna kill you. Kill you.
Somebody help me. What did I do? Redhead, what did I do?
You, Ginny?
Yes, Daddy.
Well, concert over?
Yes, Daddy.
How was it?
All right.
I don't know. Why don't you have any luck with the fellas?
I have luck, but it's all bad.
You know, you get more beautiful every day. And that red hair. You look more and more like your mother.
Thank you.
You also smell kind of nice. Yeah, just like your mother.
It comes out of a bottle. I think I'd better get to bed.
Oh, I thought maybe you'd want to sit and talk.
Another time. I have early classes tomorrow. I have to teach the kids fractions.
Oh, yeah, sure. Okay. Uh-oh, I can tell by the way it rings somebody did something. Captain Turner. Who? Yeah. Well, how long ago? Where? Is the doctor now? Okay. Yeah, I'm on my way. I gotta go.
At this hour of the night?
We got a murder.
Oh? Who?
No great loss to anybody, some rock singer.
Daddy, even a rock singer is a human being. Who was he?
Oh, I don't think you'd know him, honey. He wasn't your kind of highbrow musician. Name was Lee, Bobby Lee Armature. You ever hear of him?
I don't think so.
Well, somebody cut him up. Multiple stab wounds.
Oh, how awful.
You better not wait up for me, Ginny. This could go late. Good night, honey.
Good night, Daddy.
Ginny, I know I was pretty tough on you while you were growing up and all. And the thing between me and your mother didn't help. But look at you now. I raised you right. You went to college. You got a job teaching school.
I'm grateful, Daddy.
No, I mean, you didn't turn out like the rest of them long-haired, hippie, foul-mouthed kids.
Well, he's dead now.
Oh, yeah. I better get rolling. I just wanted you to know I'm so proud of you, Jenny. What's your name?
Chunky Chapman.
What do you do?
What do I do? What do you do?
I am a captain of homicide detectives, and I understand you're the one who found the body. Is that right?
Oh, absolutely.
That's your story, so let's not have any lip. Just answer.
Just call me Chunky. I play folk guitar. My last record sold 2 million.
What were you doing here?
Lee promised to send some chick over to see me.
For what reason?
Well, you know the score, Captain. You need to audition.
And?
Well, she didn't show, so I called him on the phone. There's no answer, Dick. Then I figure I'd better make the scene.
Look, you look like an American-born boy to me. Would you talk English?
Well, I get here and I ring the bell. Nothing. I can't figure it. He ain't supposed to go nowhere, but the door's open. I walk in and there he is. Extremely dead.
And that's all you know?
Yeah. Figure I better buzz the fuzz.
That's how the room looked when you walked in?
Check.
You touched nothing?
Hey, man, I took in too many of those detective flicks. You know, you walk in where cat's just been cool and you don't disturb nothing.
Yeah. And it was 10:30.
Right? Yeah, and I checked the watch because I knew you'd ask.
Okay, you can take off.
You mean you don't want nothing else out of me?
Just let us know where we can get our hands on you.
Hey, that sounds like fun.
Millhouse, see this citizen gets a ride home.
Good night, Captain.
Okay, what happened, Doc?
Yes, you can see multiple stab wounds. I'd call it a crime of passion.
Crime of passion? You doing my work in addition to your own, Doc?
Nothing was touched or taken. Diamond ring still on his fingers. Money's in his wallet. Tom, what you see here is anger. Anger, at least 10 wounds. Why so many? Somebody must have hated Mr. Bobby Lee Armature.
Where's the weapon, the knife? What'd the killer do with it?
I guess he took it with him.
No, I'd say she took it with her.
A woman? Well, why? Is this one of those famous Tom Turner flashes of insight?
There was a woman in this room.
How do you know?
How do I know? I can smell it.
Smell what?
The perfume.
Perfume?
Can't you smell it? It's very faint, but...
Well, now that you mention it, maybe I do. I'd never have noticed.
It's kind of familiar, too.
Familiar? How?
I don't know, Doc, but I just have the feeling I ought to recognize it.
Tom? Tom, hey, what are you staring at? Tom? Are you okay?
What is he staring at? Or is he staring at anything? Maybe he's just thinking. Trying to remember. Remember where he has encountered a certain perfume before. Well, if you've been paying attention, you can probably guess. And comes Act Two, you'll check your answer.
I'm Debbie Reynolds at the world's biggest sewing machine sale. Trying to remember all the Singer exclusives on the Touch and Sew 2 machine is like trying to remember lines for a full-length movie. Exclusives like Flip and Sew 2-Way Sewing Surface, Push-Button Front Drop-In Bobbin, Built-In Speed Basting, Slant Needle, phew, all for $90 off the regular price. Or take home a fabulous Fashion Mate machine for just $99.95. That's $30 off the regular price at the world's biggest sewing machine sale. The sale only Singer could have on machines only Singer could make.
The paints that Sears used in Boston's Old North Church are now on sale. Save $4 on Easy Living Paint, Sears' best flat finish interior latex. Save $4 on Sears' best semi-gloss, both cover in one coat for a tough, beautiful finish that later stands up to years of washing. Regularly $11.99, now each $7.99 a gallon. Save $4 each on Easy Living and Sears' best semi-gloss for great American homes like yours.
Where can you find a car that's not too small and not too large?
At Dodge, at Dodge.
Where can you find a car that brings some style to your garage?
At Dodge, at Dodge. Unbelievable.
The unbelievable Aspen's such a pleasure to drive. So easy to maneuver and extraordinary design.
Unbelievable.
Inside, it's positively charming. And anyone can see the spaciousness and comfort are divine.
Unbelievable.
A sedan with so much room that one would never know it's small. A wagon in a size that is unique. A coupe with so much flair that people often stop and stare. And it has a small car price that we all seek. Aspen.
Unbelievable.
Now, where can you find a car that's not too small and not too large?
One of the Chicagoland Dodge dealers is Ted Benson Dodge, 2617 West Jefferson in Joliet.
They lead tragic lives, many of the modern troubadours. So many die young for a variety of reasons. Bobby Lee Armature was killed for one of the oldest reasons in the world, a woman's anger. And the young lady who killed him is no ordinary girl. Her father is the captain of detectives who's investigating the case.
Tom, you never cease to amaze me. hard-boiled, two-fisted Tom Turner, who always gets his man, is now a connoisseur of perfume, of all things.
There was a woman in this room with him. A woman who wears this kind of perfume.
Well, it's a clue.
And I should recognize that perfume. I should.
Why?
I can't tell you, but... Doc, I'll bet my life on it. I know that perfume.
Morning, Daddy.
Hey, I see you got the coffee going.
You must have come home really late last night.
Yeah.
Well, there are some eggs if you want them.
No, I'm not hungry, honey.
I know. You don't eat, you don't sleep, you don't talk to people when you're on a case. So I better run along before I'm late.
Ginny.
Yes?
Ginny.
What is it, Daddy? Why are you looking at me like that?
Ginny, that perfume of yours...
What about my perfume?
What about it? Oh, nothing. I just happened to notice
it. You just happened to notice it? No. I've been wearing it for the past 3 years.
But this perfume of yours, I guess a lot of women wear it.
Oh, no, I don't think so. I never ran into anyone else who did.
What are you talking about?
Daddy, I have to run to school.
But where did you get this perfume?
In Cusco.
Cusco? Where's Cusco?
It's a city in Peru, capital of the ancient Inca Empire. Do you remember I went there to study Indian art?
Yeah, but I'm asking about the perfume.
Some little hole-in-the-wall company makes it. And I fell in love with it and bought a few bottles. This is the first time you ever mentioned it. Do you like it? Daddy? Daddy, what's the matter?
Ginny, are you saying that as far as you know, you might be the only person in all the U.S. who'd be wearing it?
Well, I would say that the chances of encountering anyone else who'd be wearing it around here are extremely remote. I can't get over this. Why did you notice it now?
Why did I notice it now? Because it's the perfume that was in that room where that punk singer was murdered, that's why. And it's not the kind of perfume that millions of women wear. It's your perfume. Yours, Ginny? Oh, maybe I'm crazy. I've got to be crazy. What can I be thinking of? Sorry to bust in on you this late, Doc.
Sit down, Tom. Have a drink?
No, I better not. Look, Doc, I got to talk to someone.
Talk away.
We've known each other how long? 30 years, huh? I have to ask you a very personal question. Doc, I don't know what to do.
About what?
I can bring in the killer in the Bobby Lee Armature murder.
Hey, Tom, that's something even for you. The boy isn't dead 3 hours yet, and there wasn't a clue in the room.
There was a clue.
Okay. Who's your killer?
Well, let's say at this point, a prime suspect.
Okay. Who? Well, Tom, who?
I can't tell you yet.
Okay. Well, what can you tell me?
Doc, I got a little bottle of perfume here. I want you to smell it.
Well, why?
Because I'm asking you to.
Okay. It's kind of strange.
Strange?
By that, I mean it isn't usual. It's nice, though. It's nice.
You ever smell it before?
Did I ever smell it before? I think so.
Where?
It's familiar. I just can't seem to place it.
Last night at Bobby Lee Armature's room, there was a smell of perfume.
Right. That's it. That's the perfume.
Are you sure?
Oh, yes. Positive.
Is it possible that I could have made the suggestion and that you're simply accepting
my... No. There's no doubt about it. This is the perfume. This is what we detected in Bobby Lee Armature's room.
Doc...
Tom, what's the matter? You're You're pale as a ghost.
It's impossible. My daughter. My own daughter, Ginny. Oh, no, it's ridiculous. It's crazy. No, I'll go no further. It's just a...
It's words, Tommy.
Louise? Is that you, Louise?
Yes, it's Louise.
No, how can you be talking to me? You're dead.
Are you going to bring in your own daughter, Tommy?
My own daughter?
Our daughter.
No. Besides, she can't be the one.
You know she's the one, Tommy.
No, Louise, no, it
doesn't. The speech you made to me when you went out and arrested my own
daughter. Oh, Louise,
A police officer has no feelings, no family, no favorites in the line of duty.
Oh, Louise, you...
You went out and you found the evidence.
Please, please.
And they hanged him. They hanged my brother Jerry, who lived the life of a saint.
Well, he was guilty.
Of what? Removing from the world a villain who brought sorrow and despair to all who knew him.
It was my job.
Then do your job again. Go find the evidence and hang your own daughter.
Louise!
You better eat some breakfast, Daddy.
Ginny, where were you the other night?
I told you, Dad. I went to this concert.
Well, I mean, did you go with anybody?
No. Why do you ask?
I was just sort of hoping you'd had a date.
Daddy, when I find an interesting boy...
Oh, I'm not pushing, honey. I just asked. I noticed your sweater hanging in the bathroom.
I washed it.
There's still a stain on the sleeve.
Oh? I must have been careless.
That's a bloodstain, Ginny. You better send it to the cleaners. They know what to do. You'll only ruin it.
All right. I'll do that.
How did you happen to get blood on your sweater?
Oh, I stopped off at the supermarket on my way home the other night, and they were having a sale on steaks, and I picked up this package. It was so badly wrapped that the blood must have...
Oh, well, that's how it happened.
I was so angry. I just stalked out of there without buying anything. It's such a pretty sweater, too.
Drop it off at the cleaners.
I will. How are you doing on the murder?
Huh? That's coming along, I guess.
Good. Well, I better be off, or I'll be late for my first class.
The perfume, and now blood on the sweater. Isn't that enough to make her a suspect?
No, it could all be coincidence.
Would it be coincidence if she were someone else's daughter?
Louise, I...
Now, if she were a stranger to you, what you do would be to show her picture to possible witnesses and make it a color picture that will show her red hair.
I can't do it, Louise.
Then resign from the department.
Oh, I can't quit.
Then do the job the city pays you for.
But I keep telling you over and over again, he was supposed to send me a check.
Who?
Well, he never said.
All right, give me some names.
I don't have any names. Look, Captain, chicks come in two groups, you dig? Now, like you walk out the stage door and there are the groupies at two and three deep. Now, you just take the one you want. You didn't even ask for her name.
Well, there have to be some names.
And then there's the private stock.
Yeah?
Yeah. Now, this is first class. See, nobody knows about the private stock. Not the writers, not the columnists, nobody. Because this is stuff that's too good to be made public. A guy keeps it for himself and his best friends, and that's what I was going to get.
And you don't know who this girl was.
Now I will never know.
I want you to look at this picture.
Yeah, sure. Hey, this has got to be the private stock.
What are you saying?
Heck, yeah, that's the one he was going to send over before he died.
How do you know?
He said, the redhead.
Well, how do you know it's this redhead?
Because I seen him with her once.
You've seen him with this girl?
Yeah, we're driving by in a car, you know, and I just caught a glimpse of that red hair.
You're positive?
Oh, I never forget a face, especially if it's a chick.
Now, what can I do for you, Captain?
Mr. Miller, I want to talk to you about Bobby Lee Armature.
Well, what can I tell you?
He did all his broadcasts from your station here, didn't he?
Yeah, when he was in town, yeah.
I want you to look at this picture.
Yeah?
She look familiar?
Listen, I'll tell you something. He was surrounded, constantly surrounded by all kinds of women. But this one I remember. Now, you want to know why?
Yes.
The hair. That red hair.
The red hair. What do you want me to do, Louise?
Bring her in.
On what charge?
Suspicion of murder.
No, I don't have enough.
Brought my brother in on Lass.
It stood up in court.
So will this.
What? The smell of perfume? It's gone from the room by now.
Witnesses.
What witnesses? They think they saw a girl with red hair. You know what a defense attorney could do with that?
The knife.
What knife?
The knife that killed him. Where is it?
Oh, we looked for it.
Did you?
The killer must have taken it with her and then, you know, thrown it away. We searched every sewer, every garbage bin, every...
Then she didn't throw it away. She still has it. Did you search our house?
Louise, she's your own daughter. Why are you trying to destroy her?
I can't destroy her, Tommy. You yourself destroyed her long ago, and you can't face it. You just can't face it.
Well, you can see where he is. He has two women in his life. One is living, the other is dead. And both are beginning to give him more trouble than he can handle. The solution to this problem, however, does exist. And it will be handled in Act 3, which will be unfolded in just a few moments.
Budweiser presents Beer Talk. You don't see a lot of people putting salt in their beer these days, and that's fine, especially with the Budweiser Brewmaster, because all salt can do to Bud is make it salty. You see, Bud is a complete and ready-to-drink beer if there ever was one. So save the salt for the popcorn. All you need to fully enjoy the Beechwood-aged taste of Budweiser is a Budweiser.
You've said it.
Anheuser-Busch, headquarters, St. Louis, Missouri.
Here we are talking with one of the thousands and thousands of people who bought a Buick this year. This is a Skylark, right?
That's right. Pretty, huh?
Indeed it is.
You want to sit in it? I'll let you for a buck and a quarter.
Do you charge to let people sit in your Skylark?
Well, this is a very nice car. Look, I figure when word gets out, people will be lined up for blocks. Hey, you want to honk the horn? Give me a dime.
Listen, sir, Buick dealers let people do this for free.
They do?
Yeah.
Well, I think they're missing a good bet.
Buick,
dedicated to the free spirit in just about everyone.
This is
your bank open when you're
Chicago.
Busy and closed when you're not? Well, Northwest Federal Savings knows that a good place to save is ready for you when you're ready. So Northwest Federal's open 63 hours a week. If you work evenings, you can come to Northwest Federal 6 full days. Working days? Northwest Federal's open Monday, Thursday, and Friday evenings. And if the only time you can get to Northwest Federal is 8 o'clock in the morning, well, that's okay, too. Because Northwest Federal has early bird service every morning. From 8 o'clock, you'll find 5 convenient Northwest Federal savings centers throughout Chicagoland's great Northwest Territory. So come into Northwest Federal Savings on your way to, from, or between work, shopping, or home. Anytime. Because Northwest Federal Savings keeps the best hours yours.
It's Northwest Federal Savings time, 63 hours a week.
Physician, heal thyself. And we can also say, detective, discover thyself. This would seem to be the moral so far of our story. Proof, perhaps, that the solutions to most problems do not require long and distant journeys, but exist in so many cases close to home, and quite possibly in the home.
Doing anything, Tom?
Hmm? Oh, come on in, Doc. I was typing up a progress report on the Bobby Lee Armature murder.
Well, don't let me disturb you.
It's a very short report. Oh, what are you doing here?
I had to see the chief, Tom. I'm worried about you.
Doc, I'm okay.
This thing that's bothering you.
What thing that's bothering me?
You want to talk about it?
Well, there's nothing to talk about.
Okay. Okay.
Tom.
Oh, no, Louise. What do you want? Why do you keep coming back?
They're beginning to notice.
What do you want?
There's one thing that will give you the proof you need.
What?
The knife.
No, we looked for the knife.
You know where the knife is. It can only be in the house, in her room.
Oh, I can't search her room.
You don't want to find the knife.
Well, I...
Because you don't want to believe what she's become.
Well, she's...
You want her to be the little girl who says, Daddy, dear. A proper little school teacher.
All right, that's enough.
But you know what she's become, don't you? Private stuff.
No, I won't listen.
Daddy, I didn't expect you home for dinner tonight.
Well, I've got to take a night off sometime.
You look so tired. I wish I'd known before. You see, I promised to go to an art exhibit.
Oh, that's okay, Jenny.
He's a friend of the head of the art department at the school. Everybody will be there.
Okay, go ahead.
I won't be late.
It's okay.
Good night, Daddy dear.
I followed her. She left the house. She got into a car. Drove a few blocks. She stopped. She went into a phone booth. Then she came out and she headed downtown. She stopped finally at what we call Disco Row. A strip of joints along the waterfront, clip joints mostly. But the real in places, if that kind of thing appeals to her. She went inside. I followed her. She couldn't see me. The joint was so packed and so noisy, but I could see her. And then I saw him. He was sitting at a table surrounded by all the parasites that hang around these people. The emotion for all of them to take off the minute he saw her. She sat down. I made my way over to the booth just behind them. And I listened.
Hey, when you said it was the redhead, I flipped.
Well, Chunky, you see, Lee phoned me. He said, I want you to go over and meet Chunky. I almost flipped, too.
Why didn't you show?
I don't have a head. He gave me the address, and you know, I forgot it.
The Imperial Hotel? How could you forget?
I could even forget my own name.
What is your name, huh?
You know something?
Huh?
I just forgot.
Well, I'll call you Redhead.
And you're Chunky Chapman. Hey, that's something.
That ain't bad. Hey, what do you do, Redhead?
I run around with Chunky Chipmunk. I mean, Chunky Chapman.
Hey, you're some Redhead.
Yeah.
Hey, it's a noisy joint, isn't it?
Yeah, I know a place where it's quiet.
What are we waiting for?
I followed them out. I got into her car. She drove to the Imperial Hotel. I went upstairs. My daughter. My little girl. What was I going to do? Could I go in there and beat his brains out? What good would that do? My little girl.
This is what she's become, Tom.
Oh, Louis, shut up.
Will that change anything?
Why?
You know why. Because of you, her uncle was hanged.
Oh, don't say that.
This is what she's become. One day, she'll make sure you find out. That day may be here sooner than you.
What day? What day are you talking about?
The day she'll let the whole world know who Detective Captain Tom Turner's daughter really is. Stop her.
How can I stop her?
The knife. Find the knife.
Doc, Daddy isn't home.
Yes, I know. I came to see you, Jenny. You have to help your father.
How?
Make him slow down.
He doesn't listen to me. He doesn't listen to anyone.
He has to. He's not young anymore. He's burning himself out. Something's troubling him.
What? What's troubling him? Doc? Is something wrong with you?
No, I'm all right.
Well, then why are you looking at me like that?
Ginny...
Doc? What's wrong? You sure you're okay?
Yes, I just happened to think of something. I have to be going. Hi, Tom.
Oh, hi, Doc.
Thought I'd drop by, take you to lunch.
No, I'm not hungry.
Did you see the ball game last night?
No.
How are things?
Doc, you're trying to tell me something, aren't you?
Yeah.
Well, so?
Well, I don't know how.
All right, then skip it.
I can't. Tom, it's Ginny, isn't it? Ginny was the girl in the room. Ginny killed him.
Yeah. How'd you know?
The same way you did. You caught it first. If it wasn't for you, I'd never have noticed it. The perfume.
Yeah. I don't know what to do.
Let's go home. Face her with it.
I can't.
Then I will.
Well, Daddy and Doc, do you want me to fix a little snack?
No thanks, Ginny. Your father has something to say to you.
What is it, Daddy?
Ginny, I... Doc?
It's your place to say it, Tom.
To say what?
The best thing, the right thing, would be for you to walk down to the nearest police station, the one in Crown and Park. We'll drive you there, Doc and I, and you can give yourself up.
Give myself up? For what?
The murder of Bobby Lee Armature.
You're crazy.
No, you killed him.
You're crazy if you think I'll confess to it.
Ginny, please, listen.
Get lost.
Ginny.
I said get lost.
Ginny, it can only get worse.
You've got no proof, none.
I have, Ginny, I have.
There isn't any proof.
Oh, yes, there is. This.
Where did you get that knife?
It's the knife. It's got your fingerprints in blood.
You found it in my room. You had no right to search my room. You had no right.
Ginny.
I hate you.
You wanted me to find it.
You're crazy.
You could have thrown the knife away, hidden it where it could never be found.
Daddy.
You could have wiped the fingerprints off. Why didn't you wipe the fingerprints off? Fingerprints are all we have.
Daddy.
Without the fingerprints, we've nothing. Nothing. Well, I'm going to leave this knife on the table. Doc and I are going to walk out of the room. And you can decide if you want to take a rag and wipe off.
Daddy, please. What do you want me to do?
I want you to make peace with yourself. And with me.
Daddy, I'm so tired and so unhappy. Help me. Please help me.
Oh, yes, Ginny. Yes, dearest. I'll help you.
And he did, in the only way he could. She was booked and held. It was decided she needed psychiatric treatment, and she's still getting it. Some people may wonder, did the punishment fit the crime? I can't say, because we all see these things differently, don't we? But we can all agree on my returning in just a few moments.
You're driving to work in a traffic jam. You perk up as things open up. Then you see you're only doing 3 miles an hour. You perk back down. Even the smiling face on the bumper sticker in front of you doesn't look like it's smiling anymore.
Oh, you know, you need breakfast at McDonald's.
Get up. Get out of there. Make your getaway. Make McDonald's your breakfast stop before you start your day.
Your day with McDonald's breakfast sandwich, egg McMuffin, made with Canadian bacon. Try our steaming hotcakes and sausage, topped with syrup and butter, or our fresh eggs, scrambled in butter and served with sausage. You'll love them all.
You're the one. Don't need that morning tussle. You're the one. Need a break before you hustle.
You're on your way again. Oh, you feel great.
At McDonald's, we do it all for you.
Here comes the Pace Citizens Band.
Join the Pace Radio Citizens Band.
It's the greatest band in the land.
It's the greatest band in the land.
Cause in that Pace Band.
Cause in the Pace Radio Citizens Band.
You got the world by the ears.
You got the world by the ears. We're the Pace Radio Citizens Band. You can hear this band all over this land. From the truck stop down to the hamburger stand. You got the world by the ears. volunteers.
Don't join up with just any citizen's band. Get state-of-the-art CB design from Pace, a pioneer in solid-state CB. When you've got a Pace CB radio, you've got the world by the ears. Buy a 23-channel Pace before December 31st, and you can have it updated to a 40-channel. Ask your dealer.
That flash of insight, that stab of recognition. Suddenly the whole world is revealed in a drop of water. In a burst of lightning, we see the truth at once, but we resist it. We need time to let it mature or to face its implications. However, here we have insights, revelations, bursts of lightning intuition 7 times each week for your pleasure and edification. Our cast included Ian Martin, Catherine Byers, Earl Hammond, and Russell Horton. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown. Radio Mystery Theater was sponsored in part by Buick Motor Division and Anheuser-Busch Incorporated, brewers of Budweiser. This is E.G. Marshall inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time, pleasant dreams. The name Sebring means something to you other than a town in southern Florida. You're the kind of person who will want to be at Mancuso Chevrolet in Skokie for the unveiling, at long last, of a new Corvette, the Sebring GT Corvette. Created by John Greenwood, a superb engineer and world-class sports car champion, the Sebring GT combines the precision of a road racer with the new, yet-to-be-unveiled Chevrolet Corvette high-speed body. Only a limited number of Sebring GT Corvettes will be made, and they will be sold by registered serial number only at Mancuso Chevrolet, 4700 Gulf Road in Skokie, 1 block east of Old Orchard Shopping Center. Come witness the birth of an automotive legend, the Sebring GT, an exclusive product of the John Greenwood Rick Mancuso Corvette Racing Team.
CBS News. In Detroit tonight, Leonard Woodcock of the UAW faced reporters.
I'm happy to say the UAW and the Ford Motor Company have reached a tentative settlement on a new 3-year national collective bargaining agreement covering about 170,000 Ford workers in the United States.
Woodcock is president of the United Auto Workers. I'm Rita Sands reporting on the CBS Radio Network. Details of the agreement have not been released, pending a meeting of the union's executive board Wednesday night and the National Ford Council on Thursday. This agreement does not mean the strike is officially over. Ratification process could take up to 2 weeks. A top bargainer for the Ford Motor Company, Sidney McKenna, remains optimistic that the workers will return soon.
I would be hopeful we'd be back in work at most plants of the company by the early part of next week, but that's at this point only a hope.
It is not known what immediate effect the agreement will have on new car prices. It would not be unreasonable to expect they'll go up. More news in a moment.
If you're looking for a dependable laxative the whole family can use, may I recommend Nature's Remedy tablets? Nature's Remedy is a product of the Lewis Howe Company, who also manufactures Tums for the tummy. Nature's Remedy is an all-vegetable compound and comes in 3 convenient tablet forms: Nature's Remedy Regular, Nature's Remedy Candy Coated, Nature's Remedy Juniors, and is, by the way, without mineral and phenol derivatives. Because of its pleasant and thorough action, Nature's Remedy has been recognized by literally thousands upon thousands of satisfied users as an ideal relief for occasional constipation. Since 1890, generations of satisfied customers have learned from experience patients just how good Nature's Remedy really is. It's a dependable laxative, which again, the whole family can use. Nature's Remedy people say, having made and sold the product for over 85 years, we feel justified in being proud of our product, and we believe it has helped millions of people. Nature's Remedy, an all-vegetable, all-family laxative for the relief of occasional constipation. Buy Nature's Remedy, and remember, NR tonight, tomorrow all right. Take only as directed.
The Ford administration disagrees with the conclusions reached by a congressional study on the timing and wisdom of the Mayaguez rescue mission. A report from the General Accounting Office says the American assault, which ended with a loss of 41 Americans, was ordered despite reports that most of the Mayaguez crew was not on the ship and proceeded with bad information about enemy resistance. Representative Benjamin Rosenthal is a member of the congressional subcommittee that heard some of the testimony that went into that report.
It appears to me that the GAO report clearly suggests that the president did not have to either bomb Cambodia or to send the Marines in to rescue the crew of the Mayaguez, simply because of the fact that the Cambodians had already